prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have an amazing show. I know I say that a lot about the shows because I really believe that we bring some really good discussions and topics to the forefront. But we really have an amazing show today. The first hour is the Blueprint Power Hour, a very, very popular show with those of you who are interested in physical culture, training, nutrition, supplementation, and so on, with my co-host, Rob Regish. I'm sorry, I'm still finishing my post-workout meal. Excuse me. Okay. Then, at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined from the UK by Andrew Scarborough. This man has an amazing story of hope to tell you, especially if you or someone you love is challenged by cancer. Because this man has cured his own brain cancer using the ketogenic diet. He is healing his brain. And this is a story of hope. This is a story of the magic of nutrition. For those out there who don't believe that nutrition plays a role in disease or the curative effects in disease states, you must listen to the second hour of today's show. But first, my co-host, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Just got in from pulling the sled.
Oh, you know what? I have to buy a sled. I really do. A good friend of mine sent me an amazing, remind me during the break to send you a video of a guy who listens to the show. He's not on Facebook. An amazing workout where he does a combination of Olympic lifts and then straps a sled to himself and sprints up the road. And it's an amazing, I have to get a sled. I really do.
The benefits are, I mean, I could talk all day about them, but if you're not dragging the sled, you really are missing out.
Yeah.
Really.
Any specials that we need to talk about before we get rolling on answering questions?
Nothing to pimp today. I would encourage you to check out CoachRobRegish.com. Got a fresh coat of paint. And we will be very shortly getting into special and sale mode. So be aware something big is coming.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, the first question comes from longtime listener and contributor to Superhuman Radio, blogger and a man around town, Con Santuri Davison. He says, question, when assessing strength, condition, etc., is there anything to gain when keeping track of your, quote, main lifts at the end of a workout? For example, on chest day, if I do weighted dips at the beginning, I can go heavier with more reps. If I do this same exercise at the end, I'm so tapped out to add weight, and I do very low reps. The same applies to deadlifts, incline bench presses, etc. Is there anything to be gained by monitoring how much strength you have for the big lifts at the end of your workout? This is really interesting.
Well, the short answer is, in my opinion, not really. What it does do is, this question brings up the issue of exercise arrangement, something we should discuss more frequently on the show, and my bad for not doing so. But generally speaking, you want to perform your compound biggest lifts that work the most muscle mass first, and then work your way down. And it just makes good sense for a number of reasons, not the least of which is your energy is highest when you start, right? And it wanes as the workout goes on. In this case, and for purposes of upping those lifts, and or keeping track of them, placing them last in a workout, I don't consider this arrangement helpful. In fact, I would consider it to be dangerous.
Yeah, because your form is going to start failing at the end of the workout.
Yeah, and a lot of guys, I see them performing lifts early in the workout that stress the lower back, and in particular the abs. And what happens is those two areas become pre-fatigued. And there's no quicker way to get a back injury than to work your abs hard before squatting or deadlifting. You know, you just don't want to do it. Much better finishers include car pushing, tire flipping, sled dragging, etc. because those are much better suited to assess how much gas you have left, or you're otherwise trying to ascertain the status of your condition. Now, if the goal is to get a conservative, call it one rep max, there are much, much better ways. You know, go in there fresh, do your big compound lifts. If you're taking your one rep max, drop back maybe 10 pounds, depending upon the lift, and then plug your numbers into whatever progression scheme you want to start. Gives you a little bit of a hedge against any problems that come up in the middle or later part of the program, and it's better to play it conservative. You do not want to do this, Tom, but it's a great question.
John Mills says, I'm using a test booster from Walmart. Really? Says it works in 7 days. Forget the name of the product, but do remember it contained rhodiola. I'm sure you may have seen this. I've been on it for 2 weeks. Haven't felt anything yet. My question is, how long does it take to kick in? Can I just throw something in here real quick? Because you have a really good. I've gone from 250 milligrams of testosterone a week to 1,500 milligrams of testosterone a week and didn't notice any feeling different. I mean, there are some things that change, but I don't know that you're going to necessarily feel a test boost to work unless you've been so deprived of testosterone for so long. But that's just my two cc's. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. I would agree. The product that you're asking about here, John, is their in-house brand. Well, I think it's Six Star. And in this case, the name is simply Testosterone Booster. You can go there today and see it on the shelf. This is the Elite Series, though, so you know it's got to be serious stuff.
This is the one that Sam actually took when he was alive. So that should tell you something.
It has to be if you're getting 60 caps for under $10. But be that as it may, let's take a look under the hood to see what it has to offer. They split it up into two parts. One is called the anabolic and anti-catabolic complex. Basically, a decent whack of rhodiola crenulata, which is different than rhodiola rosea, which you usually see, and then ginkgo. And then the free active testosterone stimulator, which in this case is boron citrate, supplying 5 milligrams of active boron. There is precisely one mysterious patent filed online about rhodiola crenulata affecting testosterone. Now notice I said patent, not study. Anyone can file a patent on just about anything. It doesn't mean it works. In this case, it showed that 2 grams of rhodiola crenulata, 2 grams a day for a month, can reduce cortisol, not boost testosterone, right? There is a difference. At the suggested serving size of 4 caps a day, you are getting 772 milligrams, not 2 grams of the stuff. Ginkgo does nothing for test, so I have no idea where they threw that in there. The free test stimulator, boron citrate, you know, that stuff first reared its ugly head in the late 80s. Too bad the study that they referenced was done in postmenopausal women, not men. You know, look, you could swallow an entire bottle of this stuff every day, and it won't budge your test levels. You might feel some increased energy from the rhodiola, but I'm sure, which I'm sure was the design goal of the frauds, I mean the team at Six Star, when they put this together. I am guessing the entire product, including the bottle and label, costs around $2 to make. And they're probably selling tons of it, though, for what they're asking, and move a lot more of it than I do Synthogen or Progenitrix.
I'll tell you what to watch out for in the next upcoming years. So the Food and Drug Administration is taking a very hard line with testosterone supplements. I mean real testosterone, gels and injectables, and they're going to require manufacturers to put warnings on them that say if you have a pre-existing heart condition, it's not advisable that you use this drug. And you can bet your bottom dollar that if a test booster really works, the FDA is going to make them put that same claim on that box as well. So Amen. Those test boosters out there, maybe 2 or 3 years from now, that don't have that claim, it's because the FDA doesn't care about them because they don't work.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if you've ever wondered about the first off, that designer anabolic steroid control act that was passed last year by Congress gives them the ammunition to do that. I've talked about that before, but you know, it sickens my stomach. I could talk about that all day, but just one more note on this product. If you've ever wondered about the power of placebo, look no further than online for this product right here. It's got 76 customer reviews, and it averages 4 out of 5 stars, including there was a 5-star laugher that I read. You know, you got comments like, I'll tell you what, this test booster really works. He says, I can feel much better than before. Strength increased a lot, muscle mass too. I noticed some fat loss, but I can't tell.
Wait a minute. The true sign of a fraud product is it made me more vascular.
Yeah.
That's the one I love. Really? Like, and so in other words, it increased blood pressure so dramatically that your blood vessels are popping through the fat in your skin that you couldn't see them before, or it made your skin paper thin. Which one was it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know. Yeah.
It's sad. And for all you know, the people giving these positive reviews are selling it too.
Yeah.
But you'll never know. Here's the bottom line on this stuff. Chuck it. Or at least, you know, run the bottle out. Never, never, never touch this stuff again. It is not going to boost your testosterone.
What I think we're going to do is we have a very long question, this next question from Eric Gomez. So why don't we go ahead and take our break now? And when we come back, we'll pick it up. We have a question from Eric Gomez. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. Learn more. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine .net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm so excited about today's show. During the second hour, Andrew Scarbo is going to join us. The guy is a legend because he's curing his own brain cancer using the ketogenic diet. This is an important discussion because there are people all over the world being told right now that they have cancer and they think it's a death sentence, or the only alternative is to undergo chemotherapy, which, you know, Rob, I've said this before on the show. Chemotherapy is akin to burning down the house in order to get rid of a stain on the carpet. You destroy the whole body trying to get rid of this one particular batch of bad cells, and it's terrible. There are alternatives out there, and thank goodness for his bravery to come forth and talk about his story later in the show. Eric Gomez says, I'm a subscriber to your Blueprint Bulletin and just wanted a comment on the latest issue. It was a bit supplement heavy. Granted, 3 out of 4 of these I've never ever heard of before, and 2 seem promising. But where do you find all this stuff? On the positive side, you've really been on the mark with most of your calls this year. Every issue has something I've never heard of, and also these have been game changers for me. On the gray market supplements end, one of your suggestions finally cured my tendonitis, and that is something that's been troubling me for 4 years, including physical therapy, and many doctors couldn't help. I picked up 2 new staple sups. Your training suggestions are no less thought-provoking. I can honestly say this is like the old Muscle Media magazine. Can't wait to see the next issue every month. Thanks for everything you do. So where do you get all of your supplement information from?
Well, to be honest, lately a lot of it is coming from subscribers. Because what I found is it's thought-provoking stuff, and they turn into mini researchers themselves, and it's not long before I get the, hey, Rob, what do you think of this stuff email? And I'll talk about that a little later, but, you know, it's coming.
From the trenches.
From the trenches.
Well, but that's the way it's always been in physical culture, because there was nobody in a lab coat testing the theories that Vince Gironda used to prove that they worked. He proved that they worked with his own body and the bodies of all the people that entrusted him to help them reach their physical goals. Vince, you know, John Grimmick didn't go and say, what's the best way to get strong enough to push 500 pounds over my head? These are the stories of people in the trenches. And quite often, science is driven by those things. The questions that scientists tend to want to answer are the questions that come from some sort of anecdotal evidence in the field. Like, I wonder if this is true. Let's do a scientific study. Meanwhile, there are people out there doing it and seeing the benefits without the research telling them they should do it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a lot of work to separate the wheat from the chaff, because I've got to go out there now. You know, determine mode of action, if there is one, dig up all the past studies, you know, peruse the online reviews, separate the bought and paid for feedback from the real deal. You know, if you haven't been around this game a long time, it's almost impossible, even if you do have the time. Now, if I have the 30 days, then I order it and I try it to see if it lives up to the hype. Few of them do. But one in particular this past month really did, and it's not expensive either. $20 for a 30-day supply. It drastically improves your recovery between sets, and I do mean drastically. For things like timed strongman events or up in your EDT numbers, I consider it the biggest breakthrough of the past decade. So having said that, with respect to the June issue, you know, being supplement heavy, yeah, he's right. Why? Because the breaking news of the time just happened to be about these supplements. It's not always like that. You know, I make a concerted effort to work in new training, diet, and other tips too. But this newsletter is all about giving guys the jump on the latest and greatest. So I have to work within those confines.
And gals too. There's a lot of women who are interested in being stronger as well. Okay.
Yeah. And I do the best I can, frankly, to make sure that, that the supplement advice, the training advice, and the diet advice is applicable to women too. And you know what? Most of it is, especially training wise. Overload is overload. You know, yes, they have a different hormonal makeup than we do. No, they can't build quite as much.
But they still respond. They still respond.
Yeah.
CoachRobRegish.com is where you need to go if you're interested in learning more about the Blueprint Bulletin. And you can get some really cool stuff sent right to your inbox. You don't have to spend. Rob does all the heavy lifting for you. Johnny Gray says, just turned 45, and the wheels are falling off. I literally went walking with a 20-pound weight vest the other day and pulled my calf muscle so bad I can barely walk. Any idea what may have caused it? Yes, you're 45 years old. On another note, it seems like nothing I do causes my body to change anymore. I switch routines, diets, and can't force any meaningful change. I can and do get a little stronger in some movements, but that's it. Can wholesale changes still be made after, say, age 35? Abso-flippin-lutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, on your pulled calf muscle, Johnny, you know, that could be due to a lot of things. Did you stretch beforehand? How's your water intake? Hydration is a way overlooked part of this game by all age groups. And if it doesn't cause an injury, it'll for sure sap your strength. And to that end, I would encourage people to experiment with a little glycerin an hour prior to training to make sure that the water that you're drinking stays in the muscles. You'll also note a nice cosmetic effect. And in time, you'll learn how far in advance to take your glycerin to speak, or to peak, rather, so to speak, aesthetically speaking.
And what about creatine, too? Creatine pulls water into the muscle, too. So
yeah,
if you're not using creatine, it's good for us older guys.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Mineral intake is also big. You know, I can't tell you the number of people I know who have leg and calf cramps, especially women, rectified by using a simple zinc magnesium supplement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most North Americans are deficient in one or both, but in particular magnesium. There's some truth in what you're saying about getting your body to change after age 35, but it comes with some big qualifiers, right? Now, if you've never been in shape or been serious about your exercise program, big changes can still be made. You know, you won't be able to build the same amount of muscle you did back in your teens and 20s.
Unless you're hormonally optimized. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right. But certainly fat loss, and lots of it, is in the cards. Understand the implications here. What you do in your teens and 20s is incredibly important insofar as what you carry forward into your later years. You know, I spent that time getting as big and strong as possible with heavy weights, low reps, and big basic exercises. That has served me really well as times marched on because
yes.
it takes a modicum of exercise to keep the muscle on. The central nervous system work you can do too is big because all it takes is a small tune-up and then bingo, you're hoisting some heavy weights again. That's the good news. On the other hand, if you spent your youth, you know, using higher reps, lighter weights, you know, and you never lost your abs for vanity's sake, you're going to have a much more difficult time later in life making those changes. All those years aren't exactly squandered, but those folks look far less like weight trainers when middle age rolls around. They have to work that much harder to maintain the desired cosmetic effect, and they need to diet harder too. So, you know, word to the wise, if you're in your teens and 20s now, don't pussyfoot around, because later on, you'll never replicate that hormonal symphony that is youth. You know, you'll never have the energy levels nor the lack of responsibilities. Make the most of it. But you, Carl, are a shining example, right, of what can happen when you pick up physical culture.
Absolutely.
Late.
And I wanted to make a couple comments here, okay? First of all, when you're young and you hurt yourself, you don't think about it. When you're old and you hurt yourself, you think, oh, my God, is this age? Is this the end? I know. I live with it. So don't think because you pulled your calf muscle that it's just because of your age, because you could have done it at 19 and you wouldn't even given it a second thought. You would have hobbled and walked for a little while and you would have worked it out, number one. So not everything is because you're getting older. Number two, don't overlook getting on HRT now at 45 if you're not already. Do you happen to know if he is already?
I don't think he is. No, I talked to him and I know.
You know what?
He's not.
If you want to respond like you did when you were young, then make your hormones what they were when you were young. This is not cheating. This is not, bad science. This is good stuff. I've been on HRT since 2007. I could not train as hard as I do now had I not been on HRT since 2007. Right. I couldn't go in and bounce back from, I just took 2 weeks off, just started going back to the gym again. I mean, I don't have the amperage that I did 3 weeks ago when I was training up to that point very regularly, but in a week I'll be back to normal. That doesn't happen when you're 45 and 50 and 55. I'm 57 now. That doesn't happen unless you're hormonally optimized, unless your hormones are youthful. Now,
yeah, I'll
I'm not telling you to do this
life.
If you have a heart problem. Obviously, you do this with your doctor. You find a doctor that can help you with this. Don't go and buy something on the black market. But think about that. Think about getting HRT. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, be smart about it. Don't be going to the black market.
Yeah. You don't have to at 45. You find yourself a good doctor. He prescribes 200 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week, maybe some DHEA, maybe a little pregnenolone. Boom. And in 3 weeks, you'll feel like somebody turned the lights back on in your life.
Yeah, even beyond the gym stuff, the boon to your quality of life
Bingo.
In other areas is just it's hard to quantify.
We have to take a break. We're going to come back with a question from Tom Costello. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour where Rob Regish answers your questions. If you have questions for Rob, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. Give us some time. He gets a lot of questions. Your question may not be answered for 2 or 3 episodes, but he will answer your question. In the meantime, go to CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Too strong. Too strong.
This is the Blueprint Power Hour. If you're tuning in live and this is your first time you're hearing this show, this is Superhuman Radio. This November will be on the air for 10 years. Best kept secret in physical culture, health, fitness, longevity. We cover it all every day, Monday through Friday from noon to 2 Eastern. Or check out the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever podcasts are available. We're talking today with my co-host, Rob Regish. His website is CoachRobRegish.com. Tom Costello says, I finally picked up a bottle of Progenidrex. What'd you wait so long for? I'm on one week and I'm impressed. Within the first couple of days, I noticed that alpha male feeling you talk about. I had much better mood. I became ravenously hungry though. Is this normal? As the cycle progresses, I'll keep you updated on my progress. I'd like to know what stacks well with Progenidrex, to stay away from. To make sure I get the most out of it. Any tips? Yeah, you know what stacks really well with the Trenbolone, an anthate, and Nandrolone phenylpropionate. No, I'm gonna go to jail for that one now. Okay. All right.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to hear it, Tom. And yes, the alpha male effect is noticeable early. I get that from almost everyone. And that's in one of the reviewers over at PredatorNutrition.com. He said just that. He says, in use, Progenidrex can be felt within just a couple of days. And what it's kind of universally described as is you just have a feel-good effect out of the gym and a controlled aggression in it. Whatever the case, it's one of the effects almost every user can count on. The ravenous hunger that you're experiencing is real, and it's a function of the first ingredient, anacyclus perithrum. You can't accelerate muscle growth with herbs. You can do it with food, though. And that's precisely what Progenidrex does. It makes you crave lots of good muscle-building food. Now, anacyclus does do other things. You know, the extract that we use has been shown to double test in lab animals. And it causes your muscles to suck up a lot more glycogen. So what's at work here was many an old-timer's observation on how muscle is really built. It's not just the workout. It's how you digest and assimilate your nutrients from the food that you eat that matters. So if you're going to stack Progenidrex with anything, make it a lot of food. That's what stacks best with it. in addition to all of that, it does have a rather profound anti-inflammatory effect. Anacyclis that we just discussed, it's known for that, as is the Laxogenin that's in there. What is less well known or understood is that the R isomer of alpha-lipoic acid, which is also in there, that also has anti-inflammatory properties. Ditto in a different way for the disodium phosphate, right? That brings more water into the muscles and the joint, provides a cushioning effect. So you want to stay away then from inflammatory products like XFA, X-factor, or arachidonic acid while using it. There's one that you want to steer clear of. Here's what I'd like you to do. In another month, write me, just as synopsis of your experience with it. If you're like everyone else, you'll have an additional 4 to 6 pounds of muscle on your frame, none of it around your waist, and that muscle sticks around too. So, PredatorNutrition.com for more info. You can read people's reviews there who used it for a full month and see what else is coming. There are other really cool effects.
Now, you don't hire reviewers. A lot of supplement companies hire reviewers. These are people who bought the product and then took the time to post, right?
I refuse to give away free samples.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question that I didn't. You didn't know I was going to ask this, so yeah. It's not like you're prepared for it. Have you gotten any negative feedback on Progenidrex?
The one negative, I don't even know if it's a negative comment. Guy got his caps and he says, are you sure these are filled all the way?
Ah, okay.
And the reality is some of the ingredients are hygroscopic, meaning they attract water and shrink.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So the next guy, the next question comes from Scotty Cavallo. He says, you talk a lot about different training methods you've used in the gym. One that I'm giving a good hard look at right now is static contraction training. Have you ever used it exclusively? And if so, what were your thoughts? Wasn't there a static contraction machine in the works? Is there a place for it?
You know, as luck would have it, I did run a dedicated static contraction only protocol for 10 weeks. It was leading right up to my wedding many years ago. It consisted of just a handful of big basic exercises that were chosen due to their efficiency in activating the most muscle fibers, and that was based on EMG studies on the subject. You know, if memory serves, there were strong range partials on the deadlift, leg press, decline bench, lat pull down, and a few others. I didn't add anything. I just followed the program to the letter for 10 weeks. So here are the two things that I remember. One, I gained more static strength faster than I ever had in my entire life in those lifts. And two, my muscles kind of flattened out. Now, with respect to point number one, when I say I gain an absurd amount of static strength, I mean it. Some of my lifts doubled or tripled during that time, and I started awful high in most of them. Every time I set foot in the gym, just loading and unloading the machines became a workout. When it was all over, though, yes, my strength exploded. Unfortunately for me, there was no full range carryover in the movements, maybe plus or minus 5 degrees, but that's it. For the record, I've seen people that do get a full range carryover, and it may not be pound for pound, but it is impressive. I estimate these folks are maybe 20% of the population, likely less. If you do try it, I hope you're one of the lucky ones. As far as the muscles flattening out, that was really a surprise, right? Because the theory is that since the muscle gets overloaded so dramatically, it's got no choice but to grow. Why it didn't in my case, frankly, is a mystery to me. I was resting long enough between workouts, right? If I wasn't, my strength increases wouldn't have been there. I am speculating, but for me at least, I need a certain amount of mechanical stretch in most of the muscle groups for my muscles to grow. You get a maximal contraction with static contraction, but not a stretch or an eccentric. The other theory I have is this. Static holds work primarily via sharpening the central nervous system. Now, I can see no other explanation for how the jumps in the weight room from session to session can be explained. They're of a magnitude that you can't even imagine. So here are the positives. You're going to get extreme increases in static strength, likely due to, you know, maxing out the central nervous system stimulation. You're going to reach a point where you literally need weeks between workouts to realize a strength increase. For some folks, I guess that'd be a plus. For others, then they'll go out of their minds. It all depends on you and your lifestyle. The downsides, for me anyway, were there was no full range carryover. My muscles flattened out and my joints started feeling it. So if you're going to use static contraction training in a commercial gym, don't count on short workouts. And the reason being, loading the machines to their max and getting your muscles, tendons, and ligaments used to the weights during warm-up sets takes time. You know, there was a static contraction machine, actually several, built, but none that were ever satisfactory. Even Pete Sisko, who's the foremost practitioner of static holds, has stated that. There's talk of one that's in the works on his website, precisiontraining.com, for those interested, but nothing has materialized yet. Is there a place for this in your arsenal? Absolutely. I find they work wonders in certain movements.
Like calves?
Calves.
And forearms?
Even back for me. Right, I use these strategically in addition to full range body weight work to achieve my goals. It would be a mistake to dismiss it entirely. So a visit to Pete's website or otherwise brushing up on it is highly recommended. In my opinion, for most gym rats, static holds are a powerful tool to have in your toolbox, but it shouldn't be the only one.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can make your calves, if you're one of those people who can't get your calves to grow, static contraction work on calves will change that for you. And the same is true of forearms, because your forearms are used to lots of high repetition stuff, typing and keyboards. Those muscles don't respond to reps. What they respond to is static holds. So if you grab a set of dumbbells, not kettlebells, because dumbbells will make your hands want to unwind. Grab a set of dumbbells, really, really heavy. Do a set of curls, dumbbell curls. Drop the weights that you're using for curls and grab two 80 or 100 pound dumbbells and lift them up and stand there and hold them right after your curl session, right after your set of curls. Hold the dumbbells until your fingers unwrap and you can't hold them anymore. You will have the most amazing pump in your forearms that you don't normally feel. Just do that. Alternate between alternating dumbbell curls and then grab a set of very heavy dumbbells, like 100 pounders, and stand up with them and just hold them at your side as long as you can. Be careful when you let them go. Don't drop them on your feet. Watch your forearms grow. Watch your forearm. I want people to try this, and you write me after the first session. You won't be able to hold a pencil. You won't be able to write your name.
I gotta try that.
Oh, I used to do it exclusively for my forearms. I stopped because I just don't have the time to do everything anymore. I'm in the gym for very, very concentrated periods of time, so I have to focus on the compound movements and get out of there. That will change your forearms forever. We're gonna take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna have the blueprint tip of the day. In the meantime, please visit CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about all the services offered by Coach Rob Regish. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by RevGenetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by RevGenetics today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. The Blueprint Tip of the Day, why it's important to support SHR sponsors. This is a nice surprise. What made you write about this?
It was partly written out of frustration, but also, you know, my experiences here over the years. Now, it's not going to be a self-serving segment, although, of course, I'd appreciate it if listeners keep me in mind. It'll be short, but I think it's high time we shed some light on the issue, because nowhere is so much information given away so freely than right here at SHR. From the very second you set foot into physical culture, this game is riddled with people looking to take your money. You're going to need a gym to train in, right? A belt, some other odds and ends, and for many, right, they were inspired by a picture of a physique athlete in a magazine, or these days, on the web. Both mediums are littered with ads promising you answers to whatever woes you currently seek to rectify. Right, everything from being too chubby to not being big enough, or lacking energy. The bombardment only intensifies the longer you're in this game. Not one of these entities is giving you something for nothing, and the ones that do are offering something that's worth nothing. Bad advice, riddled with ads for their magic beans, usually. You know, that's in stark contrast to here, which brings you first-rate information and has, all right, many times been the first to report on a new training system, right, disease prevention or anti-aging issue. Either that, or there's a show that causes you to think and question and or gives you the tools to change. And again, it's all for free. I am constantly blown away by the fact, you know, you don't charge for this information because it's well worth paying for. Not a week goes by that I don't learn something new, and I can honestly say that. All of this is because you have sponsors that help keeps the show free,
right,
for all of us. And they're not easy to come by, right? Because there are many different places you can advertise these days, SHR being one of them, and the best, in my opinion. The ones you do see here have been personally scrubbed by you, by Alyssa, and I'm guessing others.
Oh, by listeners. I mean, we've had sponsors where I've gotten emails from listeners, and they've said, this is what happened with me and this sponsor. Or I've had people send me lab results of products, a protein powder. Yeah. For a guy who was charging $150 for a 5-pound jug of protein powder on my show, and I got, I'm not going to mention his name because he doesn't want to be mentioned, but he was the one who sent me the results of the protein powder that had 17 grams of sugar and only 4 grams of protein per scoop. And I could have just ignored it and kept taking those advertising dollars, because between you and me, I get up and work like everybody else and pay bills, and I lead a very, very fiscally conservative life. You don't see me posting pictures of my new Maserati on Facebook. I drive a 25-year-old Volvo. I'd like to buy a new car, but it's just not in the cards for me. But I get up every day and do this show because I love what I learn. And the audience gets to learn too. So I'm not an expert at anything except showing up for work every day. That's all I do well. And look at some of the topics that we broke news on. You don't even hear this stuff in the mainstream. How acetaminophen can actually lower testosterone in male fetuses and affect that baby. How NSAIDs in general keep women from ovulating. There's a rampant amount of women out there who are infertile. It could be because of the NSAIDs. We do stories on this show that you're not going to hear on the mainstream that are scientific from good universities. This is not fringe science. I'm not selling colloidal silver here that's going to cure diseases. We have scientists on this show that are well-respected talking about stuff that you will never hear in the mainstream, because the mainstream will not piss in their Cheerios and piss off one of their big sponsors like Merck or Pfizer or Monsanto or anybody else. So it's hard for us to find sponsors that meet our goals and the mission of the show and also have money to advertise. Because there's a lot of little guys out there that don't have a dollar to advertise. They get great ideas for great products, and then they forget they have to get it out there now.
Yeah. Well, I can honestly tell you I've never used one of your sponsors' products that I didn't benefit from, not one. And on top of it, a lot of sponsors here, right, you've got SHR discount codes just for listening to the station. You know, other companies like mine, we announce specials just for the SHR audience. And if you're listening, you'd be wise to take advantage, because in few other places will you find the best of the best products and services that have been vetted by people that actually care, right? Now, without your support, a lot of these shows don't even happen. You know, I know mine wouldn't. And like, I'll take the people that subscribe to the Bulletin. You know, they tell me they do so for two important reasons. One, to learn about products I don't necessarily talk about or can't on the show. Or two, just to support me and my business, right? And the continued success of the Power Hour. Whatever your goal is, do support SHR by patronizing one of the sponsors here. We have a lot of people, right, that take and give nothing back, which personally I think is really, really sad. But for everyone that does support us, I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
Because you're the ones that motivate me to bring you the best possible information every week. And for my subscribers, expect, you know, more groundbreaking information in your inbox July 1st. These are people that heard of me because of this show. And if you don't think that's worth something, you're wrong. You know, it's really important to support these sponsors, whether it's me or somebody else. Please do it.
And I don't say you buy a product you don't need. All I say is if you're looking at a product category and the difference is two equal quality products, one from a non-sponsor, one from a sponsor, patronize the sponsor. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should take money out of your pocket and spend it that you don't have any intentions to spend. I'm not looking for people to waste money, but always patronize sponsors whenever possible because they make the show possible. For 10 years, November of this year, I will have been on the air for 10 years. I produced over 2,000 shows Monday through Friday, most of them 2 hours a day. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there doing a 15-minute podcast once a week, and what they're really doing is quite often feeding you information that leads you to buy one of their products.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing here. You know, there are, like, the second, right, the hour that's coming up, I'm guessing, I don't know, but I'm guessing this guy isn't selling a product.
No, he's sharing a story with people out there. Look, I just found out this morning that my cousin Johnny Boy died of cancer last Tuesday. And I just started to reconnect with his family recently. I feel really bad because I feel, and this may sound pompous, I'm not self-aggrandizing, but I feel like maybe if I would have reached out to him last year and been in his life and he would have heard some of these shows, he may have had a different outcome to his cancer.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I have heard from people, you know, they'll give me feedback like that. They'll say, you know, I heard you say something on the Power Hour and it really, really made a dramatic impact on my life in
right.
a really good way. Or I heard something on Superhuman Radio, which gives me pause to think, wow, imagine all the people that I don't hear from that's true for.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Absolutely. And thank you for listening. I don't want to turn this into, this is not public radio. We're not asking for donations, but do realize that if you're new to the show, you go to my website, there are over 600 shows in my RSS feed. You can go back to 2013 and listen to shows that have a great impact on the content and information providing system of the internet. And just you know, remember where you heard it. That's all. That's all I ask. All right, listen, Rob, I was not planning for that. I didn't know you were going to do that. Thank you very much. It's very, very kind of you.
At least I can do, brother.
And we'll see you next week with another Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget, if you have questions for Rob Regish, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and he will answer them, I promise. We'll see you next week, Rob.
Thanks.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to a man who's taken a journey that is engulfed by courage and critical thinking, something that this world can use more of both. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, it's not every day that I get really, 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 really excited about an interview, but I'm really, 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 really excited about today's interview. So many times we talk about things on this show that are not really actionable steps. They point out issues and at best help people navigate around them, but not often do we give people answers to take action and change the trajectory of their own health and lives. Brain tumor statistics show that some 70,000 new cases of primary brain tumors and brain cancer will be diagnosed every single year. The largest percentage of those are children from the ages of 1 through 19 years old. It's young adults. And quite often, these brain tumors and brain cancers really end people's lives. This is not something that is... did we just lose our internet connection? As I was saying right before we lost our internet connection, is that this is a very, very important interview to me because quite often we do shows about things that are hard to take actionable steps, research that shows at best we can navigate around things. But this show today is about someone who had the courage and the critical thinking skills to become the steward of his own health and make some decisions in dealing with his brain cancer. As I said earlier, over 70,000 people will be diagnosed this year with a brain tumor or brain cancer. And most of those are going to be children between the ages of 1 and 19 years old. Andrew Scarborough, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very well, actually. Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's start with the beginning of your journey. Let's tell the audience the story about how you discovered that you even had this condition.
Sure. Well, I was working as a personal trainer. Sorry, it's quite an emotive subject for me, so it may take me a while to explain.
Please.
I was working as a personal trainer in 2012 when I started to have quite debilitating migraines. And being a typical man, I just kind of soldiered on,
right,
as you do. And I decided to basically quit my my work because I was just it was so debilitating that I couldn't work anymore.
So what, I want to ask you some questions. When you say debilitating, was it the migraines so debilitating that you were unable to function, or were you losing any type of motor skills as well?
Yeah, well, it was migraines, fatigue, stroke-like symptoms. I went to my doctor a few times, and he just said, oh, it's probably just stress, you're doing too much. You know, I was an exercise class instructor as well as a personal trainer, so I just thought, yeah, it's probably just just doing too much work.
Did they not run any basic tests at that point in time other than to just summarily tell you, well, you're probably just working too hard, back it down?
No, they just said it was probably stress and just typical headaches from working too much. They suggested I might have want to have a break, and I took painkillers, and that seemed to help a bit. But then I thought, yeah, maybe it's just stress. I'll go off and start doing a master's in nutritional therapy. And quite interestingly, when I was doing my master's, when I started, I learned about the ketogenic diet as a management strategy for epilepsy.
Right.
And then from that, I learned bits and pieces about how it has potential for all these neurological disorders and disease as well. The potential for disease management and also type 2 diabetes, which I thought was just very interesting because it went completely against what I'd heard for many years, the recommendations as to how to manage that with diet and lifestyle. So I found that very interesting, but I kind of was quite skeptical about it all until one day, coming back from a workout session, actually, I was on the train from London, and my head felt like it was about to explode, and I suffered quite a severe brain hemorrhage on the train.
You didn't know you were hemorrhaging, right? You just felt pressure, pain in the head, or were you actually starting to bleed a little bit, like through the ears or through the nose?
Well, I noticed that something quite serious was going to happen as I was losing control of parts of my body and making strange noises that I couldn't control. And I felt like just someone had hit me on the side of the head very, very hard with a hammer. And then I went unconscious. And then when I came to, I was, I'd noticed the train had stopped and I was very confused. I had lots of injuries from, I apparently had tonic clonic seizure, as right. well as the hemorrhage.
So you were thrashing about, obviously uncontrolled, you're banging yourself around a little bit?
Yeah, so I had quite a lot of superficial injuries, quite a lot of bruising. My tongue looked like it had gone through a blender. And then, then I was rushed to the nearest hospital. Some paramedics came and got me off on a stretcher because I couldn't walk or move. Then I suffered quite a few more tonic-clonic seizures. Eventually I had, because there was so much blood, they couldn't do a blood on my brain, they couldn't do an MRI scan for a while. So I had to wait a few days, still having all these life-threatening seizures.
Right.
And then on the Monday, because it was a weekend, so that happened on the Friday, and then on the Monday I had a scan, and there was a very vascular looking mass on my brain. Could have been a number of things. To cut a long story short, I eventually had an operation, which they still didn't really know what it was. And then I was told a while after that it was a very aggressive type of brain tumor called an anaplastic astrocytoma, which is a high-grade glioma. It's a grade 3.
And the prognosis is not good for this type of a brain cancer.
No, certainly not. Even if they removed the whole thing, it's invariably comes back.
Where was this mass? If you were to look at your skull, was it on the right side, left side? Was it above the ear?
It was between the frontal and temporal lobes, so in between the speech and movement areas of my brain. So I suffered with speech arrest where I couldn't speak, and weakness down my right side, particularly around the facial area.
When you had speech arrest, just curious, it's kind of an aside, but you would go and talk, but you couldn't get it out. And in your head, you knew what you wanted to say, but you just couldn't verbalize it, right?
Yeah. So either I couldn't think of the words,
or I could think of the words.
I could think of the words but not get them out,
yeah.
Either or. So, yeah, I've come a long way since then.
How old were you when this happened, when they finally figured out what you had?
Well, that was nearly 2.5 years ago now. And I've had consistent recovery from then.
Okay, we're gonna get into your recovery, but I just wanted to say, so you were how old when this happened?
29 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. We can also recover from the momentary loss of the internet. We'll pick this up on the other side. We're going to hear an amazing story with Andrew Scarborough. And it's not only a story of hope, but it's a story of truth. Because there is a lot of truth information out there about disease states and treatments. You're not hearing them. If you're waiting for them to exclusively come through the mainstream media and the medical orthodoxy. But Andrew is quite lucky. He also has some physicians that are very supportive in what he is doing. And we're going to learn more about them as we talk about his recovery. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
BOLYN.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We are talking to a superhuman. Evidence that superhumans do exist. Andrew Scarborough. It's not just about superhuman strength. It's about superhuman will to fight against the messages of the mainstream when you have cancer, to think that the only alternatives are toxic chemotherapies and ionizing radiations that actually destroy the body at the same time, and looking to more therapeutic modes that are in harmony with the body, metabolic therapeutics here. So, Andrew, you mentioned that you had learned about the ketogenic diet when you were studying nutrition as part of your journey in personal training, physical culture.
Yeah.
Had you heard then about some of the work being done by doctors like Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and others who are looking at ketosis and ketone bodies and their effects on cancer cells.
Yes. Well, as soon as I received my diagnosis, I got in touch with my lecturers who alerted me of his work that originated from epilepsy. So in a way, the epilepsy was kind of like a blessing in disguise for me, even though it wasn't too pleasant, but it kind of has helped me to get some validity for what I'm doing, because typically with brain cancer, your seizures are indicative of what's happening in your brain. So you get better control of your seizures if your blood glucose is stable, and also you'll know all about the potential for ketone bodies as a medicine. So
right.
For any kind of brain issue, I was going to say.
Sure, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, they all benefit from ketone bodies, because the body is hybrid. Through evolution, we gained the ability to be hybrid fuel users. That offered us metabolic flexibility so that when we went for long periods of time without food, our body could run on ketones and we didn't fall down and become food. We could continue to forage and hunt and until, you know, obviously we would starve eventually, but we would last longer. And so one of our metabolic gifts from evolution is the fact that our body can run on glucose or ketones. And when it runs on ketones, some magical things happen. For instance, cancer cells can't run on ketones.
Yes.
So while the rest of the body is running well on ketones, the cancer cells starve. And this is really, in simplest terms, the premise behind the ketogenic diet and its therapeutic effects on cancer. However, part of the magic of the ketogenic diet is its ability to get past the blood-brain barrier, which protects the brain from everything else, even many therapeutic drugs that don't have effect on brain cancer but have effect on other cancers throughout the body. So really, the ketogenic diet is ideal for this situation. But you were working with oncologists, I have to assume. What were their attitudes when you said, I want to try this?
Well, I have a new oncologist now. So
that answers so that the question.
gives you an idea. The first guy I saw, he was very, he just said, oh, it won't make any difference. The brain needs glucose, you know, that kind of old kind of idea that a lot of people still have, I guess. But I'm at a place now that is very accepting of novel treatments for brain cancer. And also they're more accepting of the metabolic theory of cancer, which is very rare, so I'm quite lucky to be there. And they work with Adrian Scheck in the US,
right,
at the Barrow Institute. I learned about the oncologists I see now through the global ketogenic diet conference last year in Liverpool, of which Dominic D'Agostino was attending with Thomas Seyfried and various experts in that field.
All have been guests on this show over the years, including some others, where we started to explore the metabolic origins of cancer years ago.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, these guys will be in history. We're going to look back at these people in wonderment that they were within our midst and they had so many great answers for things. But in the meantime, the medical orthodoxy still holds cancer very closely to the vest. Like you said, your original oncologist, no, the brain needs glucose and the diet won't change anything. So did you ever undergo any radiation therapy or chemotherapy when you were first diagnosed?
Well, interesting you say that. I wasn't told much information about side effects or anything that might happen to me. So I had radiotherapy for a while, and then I had chemotherapy with it. But then I was advised to continue chemotherapy. Interestingly, it sounds crazy, but because my tumor was found to be chemo resistant, so they told me that it wouldn't respond to chemotherapy at all anyway. I don't think a lot of brain cancers really respond to chemotherapy anyway, because the blood brain barrier is there to stop toxins getting into the brain.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I learned more about that after. But I stopped my chemotherapy when I learned more from reading cancer as a metabolic disease, from all the studies that I'd done, even from Keto PET, which is, I don't know if you know about Keto PET. It's a sanctuary in the U.S. actually.
It's in Texas, and it's operated by the benevolence of Quest Nutrition, Ron Pena. They are doing amazing things that we'll hear more about next year when they start publishing their research. But they have cured many dogs of cancers where these dogs were being told that they needed to be euthanized, and the owners donated the dogs to the clinic. And now the dogs are cancer-free. Now, I know that the medical community is going to go, well, those are dogs. Yeah, well, you do all your research on rats for your chemotherapy. Yeah, exactly. So come on, you know. But I know it's an exciting discussion. And I got to tell you something. Quest Nutrition is one of the most benevolent organizations I've ever seen. They consider themselves a learning institution, not a nutritional food manufacturer. And they really do put their money behind that. Okay, so you did the chemo. You did some ionizing radiation. I'm assuming that they didn't see any good changes, right?
No, I actually had some enhancement showing after my treatment.
Wonderful. They made it grow better. They found out how to make it grow better. Okay, so so then at some point in time, you need to turn on the courage, because Your life hangs in the balances, right? We're all standing outside looking at you make these decisions. We're going, wow, he's so cool. He's so great. How wonderful. But you're thinking to yourself, well, if I make a mistake here, I'm going to die. When do you say, I'm going to give this ketogenic thing a go and I'm really going to do it exactly right and stick to it completely? When do you say that to yourself?
Okay. Well, what I was told is that I was told, oh, well, you probably shouldn't worry about the slight enhancement because it could be just scar tissue. But I didn't really want to take that risk. You can't really see things very clearly on these MRI scans. So what I decided to do is I didn't want to just do the watch and wait. So that's the typical strategy for brain cancer management by the oncologists, where you just watch and wait till it comes back and then you blast it with stronger chemotherapy and have more surgery and radiation. So what I did is I told them I didn't ever want to have any more toxic treatment to my brain. And they kind of reluctantly accepted that. I moved on my treatment to Charing Cross Hospital, who support metabolic therapy, and I decided to contact Matthew's Friends, which is the UK, kind of like the UK version of the Charlie Foundation in the US.
Okay.
And they're starting to see more and more brain cancer patients now, which is really interesting. I guess they get around that by saying, well, brain cancer patients typically get epilepsy, we'll treat them for the epilepsy and then see what happens, if anything happens with anything else.
I love it. I love it. You've got to look at there's so much money in cancer today that these bastards have their hands around institutions, financial purse strings that they're afraid that that if anybody figures out that there's a better way to do this than the way they're doing it, they're threatened by it. So they stand in the way of progress. There are people out there who are dying of cancer. Here in the United States, we're the worst offenders of this. And hospitals won't let them try alternative therapies. They'll put them in jail before they allow them to try alternative therapies. You got to ask yourself, why is that? It's because they're so flippin' threatened that people are going to figure out that approaching cancer from a genetic standpoint has been a complete bust and waste of time and billions of dollars. And looking at it through a metabolic standpoint actually has amazing benefits and does no harm. And they're just afraid that if people figure this out, their money pool is just going to dry up. And that's the only reason why they stand in the way of people doing things like this. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more to Andrew. We're going to find out about, once he started on the ketogenic diet, what started to happen to his brain cancer. This is going to get really interesting, I promise you. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You can save $20 off a bottle of Primal D right now when you use the coupon code FLASH5995. Get the only human-appropriate vitamin D supplement in the world. Topically delivered, transdermally delivered vitamin D. The way nature intended it. A year's supply for $59.95. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. We're talking with Andrew Scarborough, the man who is curing brain cancer with his diet. Now, I want to mention something. So,
yeah.
Anaplastic astrocytoma is a rare form of cancer. So there are those out there who are going to dismiss this message by saying, oh, well, it was a rare form of cancer. It only works on that. No, we see people curing their cancers with ketogenic diets all the time. So if you're listening to this show and you're going, well, I've got this cancer, I've got that cancer, do not lose the value of this message. Ketones kill cancer cells without harming the body. And if you're going to wait for your doctor to bring you this message, you'll be dead. Because it'll be 100 years from now, once they're in position to benefit and profit from it, when they'll start to look at it. Now, with that being said, so you've been on the ketogenic diet for how long now, Andrew?
Oh, gosh. I'd say about a year and a half now. I started by decreasing carbs, actually during my brief period of treatment that I had. I contacted Matthew's friends. I got a glucometer to check my blood ketone readings and blood glucose. And very, very fortunately, I didn't have to take the steroid medication that most brain cancer patients have to take, which raises your blood glucose levels right to the level of a type D diabetic.
Right, which probably speeds the growth of the cancer along, by the way, but that's another story.
Yeah, most definitely.
So what was the size of the mass? Did they ever tell you the size of the mass in centimeters or millimeters when you were originally diagnosed?
I make sure that I get all my scans on CDs, so I view them at home after my consultations. So it was the size of a golf ball. They were able to remove the vast majority of it, but they couldn't remove some disease around the motor strip area. Otherwise, it could have been fatal.
Okay, so a golf ball is roughly 42 millimeters, about 1.68 inches. Now, since you've been on the ketogenic diet, you've been working with the doctors at Charing Cross. And so they're watching your progress, and I have to believe that they're sharing this information with other patients. So talk about where you are today with adherence to the ketogenic diet, and then we're going to talk about how you eat.
Okay. Well, I guess the best way to measure it is by epilepsy symptoms. So initially I was on a large cocktail of not the most pleasant epilepsy medications. I was on
gabapentin.
No, I was on Epilim, and which is sodium valproate, and Keppra, which is levetiracetam. Right. Just about the highest amounts you could be on for that. So I've had to gradually decrease while going on this. I went on a standard ketogenic diet, which is you gradually decrease your carbs. So I started at 70 grams, and then I went down to 50 grams of carbs, then 15, 10. And as I was doing that, I was raising my fat intake. I was having lots of cruciferous vegetables. I was having lots of bacon. I was having lots of red meat, which is interesting because there's all that myths about red meat and cancer, which is a whole other issue. I was also just, interestingly, I actually tolerated that diet extremely badly.
How so? Did you have any problems with cognition? Do you feel foggy? Did you have any problems with any kind of aches and pains or any of the symptoms that people claim occur when you try to go into full ketosis?
Yeah, I was able to get extremely good numbers to get into what's termed as therapeutic ketosis, which is explained in Thomas Seyfried's book, Cancer as a Metabolic Disease.
Right.
I consistently tried to get my ketones within the range of, for me specifically, what I found works for me is 3 to 6 millimoles.
Millimoles.
And I tried to get my blood glucose down fairly low. Usually it's just below 3.0, which is quite low. But again, it's low if your ketones aren't, you know, that high. So normal medical professionals would be quite worried about that, but it's actually perfectly fine.
I once had a doctor on the show. We were doing some other discussion, and I mentioned about intermittent fasting and ketosis.
Yeah.
And he was coming from a diabetic environment, and he was warning me against being in ketosis because it's very, very dangerous. And I tried to, you know, I never challenge, I don't put people off in this show. I'm not a ambush type of a host. But I remember just saying to him, well, no, this is a different kind of ketosis than the type 2 diabetic experience. Oh, no, ketosis is very dangerous. And I just let it go. But I just love when these doctors hear ketosis and they think that you're harming yourself. It's just funny.
Yeah, sure. And I consistently have blood tests as well. So it was interesting when I went to my my GP near where I live. He was very interested to see my cholesterol test.
I knew.
Test.
And what were they?
The HDL was above optimal, and the LDL was slightly lower than what it was
before
I started.
I love it. And really, you know what the funny thing is? You're fighting cancer. The fact that they even care what your cholesterol is, to me, is idiocy.
It is, yeah.
So, but anyway, that's another story. Anyway, so where is the mass now? Where is the cancer now? What impact has the ketogenic diet had on it that we can say, yes, this is because of the metabolic therapy?
I would be very careful about what to say about what shows on scans because they're just very unclear for brain cancer. There's often cells that you can't see, but on my scans it shows no visible disease now and no sign of increased blood volume around the area where the tumor was, and the scar tissue's actually healed quite significantly as well, and that would go along with how I've managed to. I'm not on any medication for epilepsy anymore, so I've replaced that with MCT oil, which I take. And
I can do coconut oil, but for some reason MCT oil goes through me so fast. I mean, I end up having to spend time in the bathroom, and it's just I've abandoned the MCT oil, and I just do the coconut oil thing. I just think it's and of course one of my favorite supplements. I have to plug Patrick Arnold here. Is Keto Canna. Every time he comes out with a new blend, he sends me something. I just got a new one in the mail the other day.
So. Yeah, I think his new one is Keto Na, isn't it?
Keto Canna, Keto Force. Yeah. Then he's got a new version of Keto Force that's actually higher amount of ketones with less sodium and potassium. It's really, really good. It tastes kind of lemony.
I just got that one, actually.
Yeah, very,
so
very
I'm
cool.
Transitioning onto that. And I've heard it doesn't give you as many problems as the MCT oil. No.
It doesn't make you nauseous. I actually took an ounce of it and just threw it down without water. And I did it right before a show one day to see if it enhanced my mental clarity, because I'm getting older and I can use all the help I can get. And I got to tell you, I felt really clear during the interview, and it did not make me even the mildest a bit of nauseous. So it was very, very good. It's a very good product.
Well, it's very interesting because I use that now as my medication, and it gets me to that level of the readings where I don't have any symptoms of my, I don't get any seizure activity, which if I did that with medication, I would have all the side effects, and the medication can actually cause seizures as well, which is kind of a funny thing.
I know, right? I know, it's stupidity. I know.
So how does a doctor
resolve themselves with the idea that they're treating you for seizures, but the drug that they're giving you could also cause seizures? I got to tell you, I've lost so much faith in the medical orthodoxy today. We talk about it on the show all the time. I'm not nice to doctors. There are good there are good doctors out there. Don't get me wrong. But I don't just assume they're good doctors just because they have an MD after their name anymore. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, everybody wants to know about cricket flour. So we have to talk about cricket flour and some of the other foods that you eat in this journey. This is an inspiring show, and I hope that... How can people reach out to you, Andrew, if they want to reach out to you?
Okay, well, I have a Twitter page, which is at @ascarbs. And I have a new website, which I'm developing, which is metabolictherapy.co.uk.
You know, obviously, Twitter did not begin in the UK. They would have never called anything Twitter, because isn't a twit like a derogatory term that you refer to someone? Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. It's obviously exclusively US. But yeah, check out his Twitter page. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Andrew Scarborough. I had to cut that song off, Andrew, because I just realized there's vulgarity in the beginning of that song. How did that make that into my playlist? I can't have that. This is a family show, man. I got to have Elliot take a look at that. Anyway, Everybody wants to know about cricket flour. So you're experimenting with insect forms of protein now, are you?
Yes. So the way that that came about is I actually physically responded quite terribly to a traditional ketogenic diet. What I decided to do is eliminate certain foods, but I didn't want to have micronutrient deficiencies. And this actually eventually led me to realizing that I had salicylate sensitivity. It got me thinking even more, and I thought, well, I'll just try and eliminate all carbs, even from all low carb fruit and vegetables, and see what happens. So I replaced those foods with organ meats, which I know just from all the kind of reading I've done is kind of like a real paleo diet. So just from head to toe of the animal or head to toe.
Yeah, but that's the way. But that's the way we used to eat. It was called the offal. All the organs, yeah. every group of people had their own way of preparing things like stomach. Like my grandfather used to make tripe. Used to make things with the spleen. They made the intestine, everything. They ate everything. That's the way you were.
Mm-hmm. And I found that the best food that seems to control my seizure activity and brings my ketones up, stabilizes my blood glucose, is actually lamb's brains. So
yeah,
I eat, all the components in that healthy brain seem to give me all the essential nutrients that I need. It's very high in DHA. It's got, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, which is the DHA DHA that's in the brain.
But I mean, it's got several types of forms of cholesterol in it that are very important. You know, the Italians, we eat something called capicella. I used to eat it when I was a kid. It's you take the sheep's skull, bread it. You take the skin off, you bread it, you put it in the oven, you bake it. And we used to eat everything, the eyeballs, which are not the best, but the brain. I mean, the facial meat, it's delicious. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And, since I added organ meat to my diet, and drank more bone broth, and had just made sure I was having enough natural salt. So I have the Himalayan sea salt. I have, as you were saying, I have insects as well. So I added that to my diet because insects are very nutrient dense. And if you think about it, you're eating the whole animal. So the exoskeleton has its own nutrients. So I'm not lacking in magnesium. So before, when I was on a traditional ketogenic diet, I would have lots of muscle cramps in my calves, and I was taking magnesium malate to try and offset that. But then then my blood glucose was going up and my symptoms were coming back. So I thought, well, how can I get more magnesium in and I feel better? And then I just thought, well, I'll take out that supplement and I'll just have more bone broth and have more things like sardines and mackerel, which has more magnesium in it.
How about now? I would imagine raw unpasteurized butter. Is that in your repertoire of foods, or you have to stay away from butter?
Well, I have ghee, which is clarified butter.
Sure.
So
yeah.
All the milk solids have been taken away from it. I just eat everything from the animal kingdom. I don't eat any fruit and vegetables at all. And I feel just much, much better for it. I have a lot more energy. People think I'm very, very odd and unorthodox. But I actually think, especially just for cancer management, it seems to make sense to try and have the least amount of carbs that you can, even though organ meats have a certain amount of carbohydrate in them, but it's not likely to give you too much. My migraine.
It's bound to a protein, so it's released in a much different way than if it was just a free form sugar sitting in something else. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, even beef has some amount of carbohydrate in it, the glycogen in the muscle. But it's just delivered differently. So, as of today, are you back to your life as normal before the events started to happen when you were having all these problems and going to the doctor and going, what's wrong with me?
Well, I feel almost completely 100% normal. I don't get any headaches at all. As long as I stay within my range of therapeutic ketosis, I feel absolutely fine, no symptoms. That is quite a difficult task, but it's becoming easier as my scar tissue is healing. I'm confident.
But
that if
what
I
about
continue...
what about did your family panic? Like, oh my goodness, you're eating way too much beef. You're eating way too much fat. Is there any of that, or were they very supportive right from the beginning? Do what you need to do.
Well, it's quite interesting in a way. My mum was very skeptical of it and very concerned. But then I don't tell many people this, but towards the end of the year where I was diagnosed with my brain cancer, my mum developed esophageal cancer it's strongly suggested that that was from her alendronic acid that she took for her osteoporosis medication, because she's never drunk or smoked or anything like that. And that medication, you have to stand up for about an hour after you take it. There's been more and more links with just esophageal cancer and bisphosphonates over a long period. They say there's evidence to say that in the short term it can actually reduce your risk of esophageal cancer, which I find kind of crazy.
Yeah,
we're going off on a bit of a tangent.
No, this is good stuff. There's people out there who'll be helped by this.
Yeah, my mum had the high sugar build-up drinks for a while when she was having her treatment. And she had a really grim prognosis. So we actually made her high-fat shakes at home to replace those, and we just chucked them all in the bin. And her oncologist was just really amazed at how well she did from that. But, yeah.
You know what? You know, I am so happy for you. I told you even when we were messaging that I think you are going to be a hero. Hailed as a hero because of your own journey and because the impact you're going to have on other people. Right now, there's someone listening to this show who's been diagnosed with cancer. And what I want them to know is that it's not nonsense. You got your cancer because of metabolic issues related to your diet and lifestyle, you can cure your cancer.
Worth noting, I had no disease in my family at all before that, so it kind of gets quite frustrating when people say, oh, you know, it's clearly there's something wrong with your genes. There may have been, but that would be epigenetics more than genetics.
That's it.
You know, it's how your environment changes your genes rather than, you know, just something that is just in your family that just happens and then there's nothing you can do to reverse it. I found it very interesting looking at the studies a while ago where they actually cloned animals from highly aggressive brain tumors and perfectly healthy animals, which that shouldn't be possible. It just shows that it's these metabolic changes that cause these gene mutations are actually reversible in even the most aggressive cases.
Not only that they're reversible, but you are not a hostage to your genes. You know, there are women out there who are watching Angelina Jolie lop off her breasts and remove her ovaries that are going to go, breast cancer is in my family. I'm going to go have a radical mastectomy, have my ovaries removed, and they're still going to get cancer. And the reality is you're not a hostage to your genes. It's what you do to your genes that makes the difference. And people will say, well, look, her mother had cancer, her daughter had cancer, her daughter had cancer. It's familial. You know what else is familial? You learn your lifestyle from your parents. You learn how to eat. You learn your activity levels. You learn your choices. So it's not necessarily you're inheriting your genes. You're inheriting your family's lifestyle that affects those genes. Change that lifestyle and you have a different outcome.
Yeah, that's very true. I think it's also important to note that on a ketogenic diet for cancer, it's definitely part of metabolic therapy. So ideally, it's been shown in the animals that a ketogenic diet, even a restricted ketogenic diet, isn't really enough. You kind of have to ideally have hyperbaric oxygen therapy and anti-inflammatory agents. So that could be, I use plants as medicine now. So I have, you know, turmeric.
Right.
And I'm taking these endogenous ketone
supplements. So you're using supplements, but you know what? That's the type of alchemy that led to modern medicine today. And modern medicine has taken it too far to a different degree. You're using things that are good for the body. They do no harm, but they have benefits. And I think that's wonderful. We're coming to the end of the interview. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank? Your doctors at Charing Cross. You want to give anybody a shout out?
Yeah. So I'd like to thank Dr. Kevin O'Neill, who's my neuro-oncologist, Matthew's friends, who work with the Charlie Foundation in the US. They do some fantastic work. And, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, Dr. Adrian Scheck, and Dr. Thomas Seyfried for all of their work to make, me aware of just what I'm doing, and I'll continue to optimize my ketogenic diet because I feel like it can be improved upon. So I think I'm technically on a zero carb ketogenic diet. I think that I also have a high, I try and keep my omega 3 to 6 ratio as close to 1-to-1 as possible. So I think anything that's anti-inflammatory will help. It's not just about ketosis. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be working
on that. It's not enough to starve the cancer. You also have to remove the insult that's going to cause new cancers to occur so that the net results is no cancer. If you're getting rid of the cancer you have, but your body is making new cancer, that's not the answer. You're absolutely right. There's a push and pull to this whole scenario.
Yes.
I want to thank you for coming on the air today. I know you were a little nervous. I think you were great. And I ask people to reach out to you. And you keep us apprised of your journey, okay?
It's a great pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Also, next week, we do have Dr. Dominic D'Agostino on the show. He's on the 23rd talking about some new research that he just published. Thanks to Rob Regish for the first hour. The Blueprint Power Hour. Check out his website, CoachRobRegish.com. And, of course, thanks to our title sponsor, All American EFX Sports. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.